بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. One great sin is to hurt the feelings of another Muslim, and to please him is a great form of worship. Abdullah ibn Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved action in the sight of Allah ta'ala after the fara'id is to grant happiness to a Muslim. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a true Muslim is he whose tongue and hand other Muslims are saved. When Ash-Shaykh Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi said that to cause harm, to save oneself from causing harm to others, it is not sufficient to have no intention to cause harm. A person actually has to make an intention, I will not cause harm to somebody else. And it must not cause taklif and difficulty to others. This means that even causing harm to others unintentionally is evil. A person has to make effort not to cause harm to another person, even unintentionally. It is the habit of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, they do not cause harm to even strangers, whereas our close family members and friends are not spared by us. Once one lady came to Hatim Asam rahmatullah alayhi to ask him one masala. While she was there, she let out some wind. To save this woman from embarrassment, he acted as though he was deaf for the remainder of his life, even though this woman had no real relationship with him. Therefore, he was called Asam, the deaf one. This is Maulana Mia Azhar Hussain Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, one ustad in Deoband. Once after completing his Isha Salah, he used to proceed home. On the way, he used to remove his shoes, walk a slight distance barefoot, and then again wear his shoes. Somebody asked him why, what was the reason. So he says, nearby the area where I removed my shoes was the house of a woman who used to sell herself, but she had become aged. No one pays any attention to her. I removed my shoes with this thought in mind, that perhaps she will hear my footsteps, and her hopes will be raised that she is getting a customer. And when she hears it going away, then she will become sad and depressed. So imagine for such women also, they were so particular, they did not want to cause taklif and difficulty. Mujaddid al-Fithani rahmatullah used to say that after kufr, the greatest sin is to hurt the heart of another person, whether he be a Muslim or non-Muslim. Many people hurt the feelings of others and then they tell them, you are very sensitive, you become upset on small matters, this is not something to feel bad about, we said it as a joke, we didn't mean to hurt you. These are all futile statements and lack of consideration. A person must be very careful and protect his tongue from saying words which will cause distress to others. Uttering hurtful words is one offense, and thereafter justifying it is even worse. One should rather abstain from speaking too much, and such speech which is futile. If there is a slight possibility that one will hurt another person by saying something, he should not utter those words. Besides this, there is no other way to save oneself from shattering the hearts of others, causing difficulty to others. And especially with one's wife, husband and wife in the house, we should exercise extreme caution and an endeavor and make an effort not to become angry or utter words to hurt her, though at times she hurts out blurful words. Once a person came to Umar radiallahu anhu to complain about his wife. When he came to the house, he heard Umar radiallahu anhu's wife, Umm Kulthum, shouting him, speaking harshly to him. So he said, I wanted to complain about my wife, but he got the same problem like me. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu called him back and asked him, why are you leaving? He said, I came to complain, but I see you've got the same problem. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu explained, I've got a very forgiving nature towards her because she has many rights upon me. She serves as a barrier between me and the fire of Jahannam, and my heart is contented with her as she saved me from indulging in haram. Secondly, she protects my wealth when I leave my home. Number three, she washes my clothing. Number four, she attends to the upbringing of my children. And number five, she cooks and prepares my food. After hearing this, the man replied, I also enjoy the same benefits from my wife, but I have never overlooked her faults and shortcomings. In future, I shall do so. So Allah give us the tawfiq that we try to look after one another and save one another from our harm. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.